This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. This is Jake Volmick in for Andy.
You can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube, including The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima from 6 to 10 a.m. and Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin from 2 to 7 p.m. live each and every weekday on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. Subscribe to our channel for free and watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan live and on demand now.
Volnick usually working overtime, and that means the night show here on 92.3 The Fan, but in for Andy today. The one thing fun about this show, as opposed to your show when sometimes people go to bed, usually people are awake during our show.
It's a good time,
you
right?
know, and they're awake during the beginning of your show. Some people working the other shifts are up late. Anyhow, I hear from a lot of my buddies during the day here on the show. My buddy Don sends me this on the quarterbacks. Shador has weaknesses like every quarterback, like his elusiveness, downfield passing, accuracy. The things he doesn't do well appear coachable. Coach him up, protect him, get him some playmakers. And here's where I want to go. We've tried every other method of replacing quarterbacks every year. Let's try something different. That, I think, is real insightful by my buddy Don. Don, well done. Keep going, dude. And it's this, and it goes off of what Tyva said. Can you trust this front office to evaluate a quarterback? And that's what I'm wondering right now, Jake, because and Tyva had the great line. He said, Shador want to make sure that he's going to be the starting quarterback next year? Go win a couple of games here and drop out of the contention for Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore if he comes out. Since these guys have been here, and these guys being Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, these quarterbacks have started games for the Browns, okay? Shador, Dillon Gabriel, Joe Flacco, Jameis Winston, Deshaun Watson, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, Bailey Zappe, P.J. Walker, Jeff Driscoll, Jacoby Brissett, Baker Mayfield, Case Keenum, Nick Mullins. That's a lot of guys to start quarterback in six seasons.
Any more we want to add to that?
13 guys.
That's a lot.
13 different guys have started at quarterback. Have any of them been worth a, you know what? Like, I mean, seriously, like, yes, we have a guy. We have a guy. The closest to it, it's been Baker.
Yeah, and a guy that
and they didn't bring, draft. And they didn't bring him in. Right. And then they decided, or ownership to move on from him. And again, anybody who's listened to the show knows I don't think Baker's the second coming of Bart Starr or Roger Staubach or anybody else. But he's certainly a competent NFL quarterback, and that wasn't good enough. I understand that, because sometimes you have to make that decision, and we've talked about that. Scott Petrak talked about it. Scott said, if you think Shador is going to be a middle-of-the-pack quarterback, but you think Mendoza or Dante Moore are going to be a top-five quarterback, well, you draft him. He's right. But do you trust this front office to evaluate that?
You see, this is the tough thing, is I've never really had to trust them to evaluate that. The only time they've tried to make an evaluation that is exactly that is by trading for Deshaun Watson, which prior in Houston, I think most people around the league looked at it and went, on the football field, yeah, that guy can be a top five quarterback, right? That's supposed to be the upgrade. He played like it when he was with the Texans. And I think a lot of people were mistaken.
We didn't get that guy.
No, you got a different guy.
Yep.
That was nowhere near productive-wise as Deshaun in Houston was. But all the other shots that they've taken, everybody else that we've seen here has either been basically, I mean, a retread quarterback, or the best, you know, capital that's been invested in one of these guys is in Dillon Gabriel with a third-round pick.
Which is hard to believe.
And, Jeff, we know what happens to third-round pick quarterbacks. Like,
same thing that happens to fifth-round pick quarterbacks.
They become backups or they flame out of the league.
They get their chance. Do you happen to be the guy who clicks? Because not many of them do. Oh, you're not. Then you're a backup quarterback or you flame out of the league.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, they've clearly brought in quarterbacks who are still competent. Joe Flacco obviously had a really good run here. Jacoby Brissett. Still playing in the league elsewhere. And then
Jameis can sling it.
He still has a job right now with the New York Giants, right? And has gotten an opportunity to start at one point this year. Like, they're still valued across the league. And if they're going to look at it, and I think you still look at this year and you go, okay, well, you got Shador Sanders in the fifth round. There was clearly some ability to evaluate a quarterback to make sure that you drafted him, because no matter what you think, the Browns did not have a fifth-round grade on Shador Sanders, or else they wouldn't have traded up into the fifth round to say, he's fallen too far, we have to draft him now. Now, did they have a first-round grade on him? Obviously not. Clearly, they had a higher grade. Somebody in that building, whoever was making that decision, had a higher grade on Dillon Gabriel than they did on Shador Sanders. But they still looked at it and went, that kid's too good of a talent to be in the fifth round right now. We have to go get him.
And you know what? I get that, and I don't mind that.
No, and they were right. I mean, we look right now. I mean, the one thing we cannot argue right now, sure, talent-wise, was not a fifth-round quarterback. He looks a heck of a lot better than guys who have been drafted in the fifth round, at least, or in that area right now than the other quarterbacks have been. You see Quinn Ewers play yesterday?
Yeah.
Doesn't look like Shador.
How about Gardner Minshew when Gardner came into the league? You know, sometimes guys, and this is what the Browns need to determine. It goes back to what Tyva said. Can you trust them to evaluate a quarterback? It's not just in the draft. It's in who you have now.
Yeah.
You know, is Shador on a pretty good run for a guy who teams passed over? And, okay, and I think he is on a pretty good run. But now this is up to them to evaluate. Is this all we're going to get out of him, or can he be coached up even more, and can he improve even more? And that's where evaluation comes in, I think, Jake, even more than with the draft, is don't screw it up with Shador at this point. And don't screw it up with Dillon Gabriel. You know, and it's the point of this. If you haven't had enough sample size, and I think Shador's looked better than Dillon, don't get me wrong. If you haven't had enough sample size through the last two games to properly evaluate Shador, then you probably haven't had the amount of sample size you need to evaluate Dillon. And I wasn't crazy about the Dillon pick. I was more crazy about the Shador pick because I thought, well, you got him in the fifth. You know, it's for that reason. But that's where the evaluation comes in. Not just Fernando Mendoza, not just Dante Moore. It's Dillon Gabriel and Shador Sanders.
What has Shador shown you so far? At least to me, it's that on a week-to-week progression, and you're a rookie quarterback, any quarterback in the NFL. Like, I've pointed out over the last couple weeks, like, Jalen Hurts threw four picks in a game. I wouldn't consider that consistent, like, upwards movement. He looked bad in that game. Sometimes quarterbacks just look bad. But for
here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
For the most part, we've seen Shador make strides to continue to get better in the areas that we want him to get better in. Got the ball out of his hands quicker, has showed that he can, you know, move with the football, I think, this week as well, and has continued to, I can take the short stuff. It doesn't have to be just down the field, but I have the down-the-field accuracy. I'm seeing things more than once, and now I'm adjusting to that. Like, the Jerry Jeudy, I missed him when he was open. That was basically the exact same play he ran against Tennessee. He hit Jeudy in stride, and it was a 60-yard touchdown. Yeah. Like, you make consistent progression week to week. It tells me, at least in my eyes, that there's more there, right? Is that he's building towards, and there's more of a ceiling that we can keep striving for.
A buddy of mine dropped this line on me. He said, Shador looks to me like Jameis without the arm strength. There anything to that?
Like, in what way? Like,
just a little erratic in his play. And I say erratic in this case with Shador, thinking it's okay because he's a rookie. People keep forgetting that they don't want to just admit he's allowed to be inconsistent. He's allowed to be a little erratic. He's learning how to play in the league. That's okay.
Yeah. I mean, the problem was Jameis was doing that like last year, right? Like,
well, Jameis never got over it.
No.
See, that's the thing. And that's where we go back to Tyvus's thought, can you trust this front office to evaluate the quarterback? Because they finally evaluated in Tampa, you know what? No, well, Tom Brady's available, but Jameis isn't going to be the guy. And then in New Orleans, he had every chance to go down there and be the replacement for Drew Brees. They never really, when they gave him the gig, he got hurt and then he played okay. But he never became that guy there, and then he's on the career backup path as a former number one overall pick who threw for 5,000 yards in a season.
Right.
For God's sake. 5,000 yards. And the guy and that, again, there's that talent evaluation. Well, if a guy throws for 5,000 yards, he's a starting quarterback, isn't he? Nope. Not anymore. And he still has the arm, and he can still sling it, and he still inspires his team and everything. You know, people love Jameis in the locker room. Remember Joel Bitonio saying, yeah, some of the stuff he was saying is really out there. But they were listening to him, and he was getting fired up. That's where the evaluation comes in. Just because the guy's playing, and just because the guy's playing okay, doesn't mean he's going to be the guy. Because when Jameis went, 32 and 30, touchdowns and interceptions and over 5,000 yards, you thought, well, he threw over 30 touchdowns, and he threw for 5,000 yards. This guy's, he's got to be the right guy, right? Nope.
Because Jameis consistently couldn't keep the interceptions down.
He never took that next step. And that's where our guys have to figure it out with Shador, especially if they're sitting 1, 2, or 3 in the draft.
I will say, like, I think you would agree. Shador says the right things to think that he's doing his best to try to limit those things, right?
Yeah, I have no qualms with what he's done.
Yeah,
because I didn't expect him to come in and be Tom Brady in his fourth year. I didn't. I expected him to come in and be erratic and inconsistent. And guess what he's been? Erratic and inconsistent. But he's also had some real flashes where he's looked pretty good. And I think we have to be, as a fan base, as a media, have to be realistic about that. I mean, if you expected him to come in and be a Pro Bowler, I think you were so optimistic it was silly. And if you've seen what you've seen from him this year and you think, absolute Pro Bowl quarterback right here, this is the guy. Well, you either know more than I do, because I don't know that yet, or you're just being overly optimistic.
Well, the other thing too, Jeff, is that we've heard Andrew Berry say that they evaluate these quarterback classes. We heard this is offseason. They evaluate them in two-year windows, right?
Yeah.
They don't just look at this class. They also look at the next class. I imagine when they did that, they were looking at this class with a lot of the names that are now going to be in 2027.
Yeah, because these guys were supposed to come out this year and maybe five or six first-round picks.
Right. Doesn't some of that, don't you sit there and go, okay, can we get Shador to eliminate this? And even if not, so if Shador's just flat out, you know, he's not the guy and he's not good enough and he continues to be inconsistent, probably not winning a ton of football games. You're probably going to be back in an okay position to draft again. And oh, by the way, there's probably not only better quarterbacks in next year's draft, and we'll never know because obviously 2026 turned into what it is now when we thought it was going to be this. But there's probably more of those quarterbacks in that class too, where, hey, drafting at eight, you still might be able to get one of these guys.
Yeah. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up 1 o'clock. We'll hear it right here on The Fan. Coming up in, 47 minutes, Kevin Stefanski's press conference.
You were close.
Is that right?
37
minutes. I quickly looked up at the clock. Thank you. Jake Volnick doing the math here on the show. I'm Jeff Phelps. I'm going to talk about the Cavs in a second here. But we've been kicking around Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry in the package deal a lot today. Kurt's been hanging on. Kurt, I want to get your thoughts in. Welcome.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Good, Kurt.
Hey, Jake, welcome to the show.
Appreciate it, Kurt.
I've shared my resume before with Phelps, 72 Dolphin playoff game with the Browns, Phipps, Warfield, blah, blah, blah. So, thank you for the comment.
Sure.
On the subject of the Barry Stefanski issue,
yeah.
I think both of them have to go. And it pains me to say that about Stefanski. I think Barry is more of the culprit here. And I saw a couple of things in yesterday's game that really solidified it for me. I just shake my head. Alex Wright, a good, not great player, but yet we sign him to a $33 million three-year contract when we have five offensive line holes. I don't understand that, and maybe it's a cap issue. Dan can probably talk about that, but Alex Wright, $33 million, 3 years, I'm not seeing the return on investment. The second thing, and this one really drove me crazy, Carson Schwechinger, my dog, best linebacker I've seen since Clay Matthews, running down the field on kickoffs. I have never, other than Lawrence Taylor being the gunner for Parcells because they needed a turnover, I have never seen a potential all-pro player running down the field on kickoffs. I think it's Bubba Ventrone yet again. Maybe Stefanski's signing off on it. Help me understand Schlesinger on the field for kickoffs colliding with return guys. Thanks, guys.
All right, Kurt, thank you. You see Myles Garrett coming off the edge trying to block kicks?
I did, yeah.
Well, this team, many teams, want to try and win football games. And you see good players playing special teams. The rosters are limited in the NFL. Kurt, I get what you're thinking there. I would tend to lean the same way, except teams do it. And it baffles me sometimes, but the Browns aren't alone, if that means anything.
Yeah, but I would say, I would think most teams probably don't, right? Like, kickoffs, punts, I would say you see your top defensive players probably not on the field.
Your top, no, except, I mean, you got to play somebody out there. You're not going to just, like, on a field goal defensive team, you're not going to put offensive linemen out there.
No.
You're going to put, you know, your starting defensive linemen. They're going to be out there. Because of the roster size in the NFL, you're going to have to play key guys on special teams. It happens. I hate it. And I'll be honest, I can't sit here and tell you, well, I know this guy for this team is playing on special teams. I don't think people notice that much. But, yeah, I've seen Schlesinger on special teams. I saw Myles Garrett almost block a kick the other day. It happens. I don't necessarily like it.
I mean, it's wild that you get both of those guys on special teams and Bubba Ventrone still comes out and says, I don't have enough talent on special teams. I don't have enough of these guys. Well, you got Myles Garrett and Carson Schlesinger out there every once in a while. I'd say those guys are pretty good, Jeff.
Ed's in Hudson, Ed.
Hey, Jeff. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it, Ed.
I'm sure this has come up before, but my question is, who decides whether to fire both Stefanski and Barry?
Ownership.
And then, okay, but isn't that the same ownership that decided to do the Watson deal?
So we're kind of thinking, Ed, yes. I know where you're going with this.
Yeah,
I don't disagree with you.
I would just seem to me that they got to keep Barry to, you know, weigh in with some football knowledge, or it's just Jimmy and his wife making the decision.
Ed, you're correct. Yeah. If Kevin and Andrew have been on the same page and same level all along, like Kevin doesn't answer to Andrew Barry, Kevin answers to ownership. So ownership would definitely then have to say, well, we like the job that this guy has done, but we don't like the job that this guy has done. Because Andrew Barry is not technically considered Kevin Stefanski's boss. Paul DePodesta probably was.
Okay. It just seems to me that we'd be going from the frying pan into the fire if we're letting ownership make the decision, and then make it even worse, they make the new decision on who to bring in.
Ed, can't argue with you. Can't argue with you on that.
I mean, yeah, it's dangerous. Like, the one thing that, and what makes me believe, aside from the reports that Barry would be back, would be the fact that they talked about continuity, consistency, how much they value it. That,
and the big swing and a miss comment, you know, does that take coaching off the hook? Does that take GM off the hook? It might.
Yeah.
It might.
But, I mean, you get rid of both those guys, you basically be clearing house for, you know, more or less, some of your front office, I'm sure, is gone, because those are guys that Barry has also worked to bring in. Obviously, a lot of your coaching staff goes as a coach goes.
Yeah.
We'll see how that plays out. But you're essentially clearing house again, which I understand some people might like, but I don't know that's the route that the Browns would want to go down, even if it's not necessarily the wrong one.
That is correct, actually. Kevin Stefanski's press conference is coming up at 1 o'clock. I want to talk a little Cavs for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The Cavs right now not playing really good basketball. They're
an understatement.
I thought it would be diplomatic about it.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes?
stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm not going to say they stink. What they are is they're a little beat up right now and a little discombobulated, and the idea of shooting a lot of threes while not shooting them well isn't very good. But Mark Stein is a guy who's been on our show before. Mark's a pretty sharp guy. And Mark has his own website and everything else. And he came out and said some things about what he's hearing in Cleveland. And he wrote this on Sunday. And he's considered one of the good NBA reporters in the country. He said, virtually every team I have checked in with on the ground in Central Florida, I think he's based in Orlando, brought up the same subject first, Cleveland's winter of discontent. And he said, I've been hearing rumblings in coaching circles for weeks. Amazingly, the pressure is indeed mounting on Kenny Atkinson, Cavs head coach. But I frankly struggle to believe such chatter. Atkinson, after all, NBA's reigning coach of the year, and is only his second season on the Cavaliers bench. Interesting. He said Atkinson may be the one getting the blame, but Stein also brought up a couple of possibilities of a roster shakeup. And he said Cavs get trade inquiries for Donovan Mitchell or Evan Mobley, and those are immediately swatted away. He said, but Garland, Jared Allen, even Atkinson, how safe are those guys? I think this is interesting, and I'll, for this reason, Jake. Cavs had J.B. Bickerstaff here. He had 2 years of a run with Donovan Mitchell. They won 51 games and then won 44 games, and J.B. was let go. They decided that J.B. wasn't getting the most out of this crew. J.B. has moved on to Detroit, where he went from 14 wins to... gosh, I think it was 40-something last year. And right now they have the second-best record in the NBA. They're in first place in the East. So they fired a guy who can coach. I get it. It's the same thing that, you know, we're looking at maybe in the NFL. Sometimes you need a new voice and different approach to take you to the next level. Kenny came in here last year. They start 15-0. They won 64 games. They got knocked out in the second round. And suddenly now he's forgotten how to coach because they're like close to 500. I don't like some of the ways they're playing, but at some point, I mean, you've got a coach who's in first place with another team, taking them from 14 wins in 2 years to best record in the Eastern Conference. You had last year's coach of the year, you won 64 games. Might it be time to just look at the roster and think that this isn't going to work?
I don't know how many coaches you have to roll through. And this is the thing, and I talked about this last week on Overtime, where it's like I hear so many people being like, oh, well, and I've heard people say Kenny's turning into Kevin with press conferences where he just doesn't say anything of actual value, which I don't think is true at all. But the fact of like, maybe they need to fire Kenny. And I'm like, guys, he just won 64 games. We watched this offense, and the entire reason pretty much why he got rid of JB was because the offense felt like it was pick and roll and there wasn't a ton to it and it wasn't effective enough.
More defensive oriented. JB preached it like crazy and the offense was not very good.
So you went and got Kenny, an offensive mind. The offense got a lot better. The defense last year actually for the most part stayed. You had defensive player of the year.
Last year, this year not so much.
Yeah. I just don't know how you don't look around and go, okay, well,
this mix isn't working.
Yeah, the same thing we've been saying for the last 3 years. Is that every offseason we walk into, we go, I don't know that the core four is really the correct answer, but Kobe Altman continues to re-up and say, no, this is the group we want to work with, and then you get injured, and then the team falls off the rails. And
they're in the second apron and strapped with what they can actually do.
You have to look around, I think, at the roster. Something needs to shake up. And listen, Kobe's the guy who wanted to go out and keep the core four together. He's also the guy who looked at this roster and said, okay, let's make some adjustments. Let's make some improvements.
DeAndre Hunter did a nice job last year, not playing as well this year.
Lonzo Ball added to the roster.
I like Lonzo, but he has a history of big injuries, and he's not shooting real well, but he does other things really well.
He's shooting basically everything from beyond the three-point line and is shooting behind the three-point line at a sub-25% clip. That doesn't get it done.
Which, by the way, is one of the things they preached last year. We're going to shoot more threes. We're going to get up and down the floor. Okay, well, you can shoot them all you want. The idea is to make them.
Yeah, last year they did, right? They were among top in 3 points taken and among the top of the league in three-point percentage. Now, they're still among the top of the league in 3 points taken, but they're almost at the dead bottom. I talked to Danny Cunningham as well. And Danny said, over the last month, if you go back and look at the stats, no Sam Merrill since Sam's been out. They are dead last in three-point percentage since he's been out.
And they haven't had Max Strus all year, and Max can shoot it.
Right. And Darius has been hurt.
Garland's shot's been way off.
And he was hurt for part of it. Right. So there's things that you look at this team and you go, okay, if they get healthy, they get better, no doubt. Jeff, how many times do I have to say the line? If they get healthy, they'll be better. If they're healthy in the playoffs, they'll go farther. At some point, your roster's also just not very healthy. You have guys who don't tend to be healthy, and that goes across
the board. Or maybe not the right fit.
Right. It's like, yeah, I think that you're looking at a core four. And is it tough to evaluate them? Because they've only played 100 and some possessions together.
127 possessions, I think I saw today.
And, I mean, their offensive rating, their total rating has been incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're great when they're on the floor together. But at the same time, those guys aren't on the floor together. And for the near future, they're not going to be on the floor together because Mobley's now out 2 to 4 weeks. So that's another, month stretch potentially where you don't have another key part of your offense. It can't be one guy's gone and the entire thing falls apart, or you're missing role pieces and the entire thing falls apart. You have to fix it. But yeah, I think that's more roster construction than it is, that guy doesn't know how to coach. You got two guys that know how to coach.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more, because JB's done a great job in Detroit, did a good job here. I don't think there's any question. And then they bring in Kenny, did a great job here last year. Everybody wanted to put up a statue. The idea that he might be on the hot seat, ludicrous to me. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up 1 o'clock. You'll hear it right here on The Fan.
Get the latest from Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as the on-the-field action. So subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now and get all the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season.
That's Jake Volnick. You usually hear him overtime right here at night on 92.3 The Fan. He's in for Andy today. I'm Jeff Phelps. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up in 16 minutes. And you'll hear it right here on The Fan. Might even be 15. Sometimes Kevin goes a little early. He won't go late, Dan. It won't be 17. It'll be 16.
It's my favorite part about that guy.
Timely.
He's timely.
Timely. That's good. Timely. Did you see DK Metcalf yesterday for the Steelers? And help me with this one. He was over talking to a fan near the rail, like at the rail, during a game. The heck was he doing over there? I never saw how he got there, why he got there. Was this fan screaming at him, apparently, and he went over? Is that what happened?
So according to reports, the fan was yelling. He was also holding a DK Metcalf jersey to begin with. And again, that we're still trying to piece together.
This is in the second quarter, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. We're still trying to piece everything together. But he was holding a DK Metcalf jersey to begin with. And apparently, according to Tom Pelissero, the gentleman who did this had previously been thrown out of a game in Seattle for doing the same exact thing to DK Metcalf.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, Pelissero also put in there that a source close to Metcalf told him that on Sunday, he called Metcalf's a mother a derogatory word and called Metcalf something we both know you don't call a black man. And that's a quote.
Now, it's not like he made great contact with the guy. And then as soon as there was whatever kind of contact there was or whatever, the dude threw his hands up in the air like touchdown, like success for me or something like that. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, there's an angle too where it shows that DK grabbed the guy by the collar and brought him close and then pushed him away. And that's why it kind of looked from another angle that he punched him.
Yeah.
It's not he grabbed him and then shoved him away. Now, again, it's better than punching, but we're not exactly cocking a high bar.
You still don't, and in a game, That was a weird, that was a whole weird thing. I'm sure the NFL will be sending DK a bill, and he's going to get fined heavily for that. The question is, will he be on the football field for that?
Yeah, he will be chipping in to pay the NFL Christmas party at Peter Luger's. That's
yeah, but do you think he'll be on the field against the Browns on Sunday?
I don't know, gents. Would you suspend him? If you're the league, we know how the league operates.
Do I think the league will suspend him? Or do I think he should be suspended? I think those are two different answers. Because do I think the league will suspend him? I think is a very possible yes. Do I think he should be suspended? Sometimes I think there's fans that don't think there's consequences to the actions that sometimes maybe need to figure out there's consequences to their actions.
I wonder this. It's would a fan's bad behavior excuse bad behavior from a player? And I would think no. When it comes to the league dropping any kind of punishment, because the league will say you have to be above that. And though DK had reported this fan before, you don't go over to the stands during a game, and you just don't do what he did. And whether he actually even had a valid reason for being mad, and whether the guy was completely wrong and inappropriate, probably doesn't matter when it comes down to punishment on this from Roger Goodell.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be something. Again, do they suspend him? I mean, certainly he's getting a fine.
I think they do. I think they suspend him for a game.
I think there's a good chance of it. I mean, there's no doubt, obviously, like you said, that there's money punishment coming down from this. That's for sure.
And well, that could be the suspension. You know, yeah. You just miss a game check.
Right.
And that's serious.
There's part of me that hates that, too, because you're asking, yes, you're on a field. Yes, you're on national television. Yes, you ask your players to be above something. But at the same time,
they're human beings.
They're human beings. Like, yep. Somebody says something along those lines to you on the street,
there's
I would
fight.
Imagine.
And yeah, there's a fight.
And that's me and you. Like, I'm probably, you know, not accepting negative things being said about family, myself, really anything. I'd consider myself
the, is the
pacifist.
Striking Viking okay? I called you that earlier in the show. That's okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
All right.
But, like, I'm not an argumentative, I'm not a confrontational person, but there is a line of, like, you know, you say something to me about certain things.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something that would be considered enough for me to start an altercation. And I'm imagining the things that were said to DK and about his mother, if, you know, in this report are probably things that would be considered by DK Metcalf to be fighting words.
And sometimes, again, these guys are human. Tough to ignore some stuff.
Yeah. You know, it's like even on, I always love the, oh, well, you know, we keep the outside noise outside the building and we don't pay attention to social media, especially players of this age. Jeff, they see everything on social media.
Without question.
Right?
It's there.
I'm sure a lot of it rolls off, you know, off your back and you don't pay any attention to it. But if you sit here and say that every single thing you say on, you see on social media, if it doesn't get to you in the slightest bit ever, then you're probably lying.
His team right now is sitting in first place in the North and they have a 2-game lead. So, Steelers, congratulations. Unless stunning things happen, you're going to win the AFC North. And interesting. And that gives Aaron Rodgers what he wanted, chance to get into the playoffs and see what he can do. So, good luck to them. They're going to be in town this week. In the AFC East, the Patriots under Mike Vrabel have been outstanding. They did lose a game last week, but they bounced back with a nice win over Baltimore. They're 12-3. Bills are 11-4. So you got a couple of playoff teams there. At least you think you're going to have a playoff team in the Bills. Steelers, Ravens aren't completely eliminated yet. And then you have the Browns draft pick from Jacksonville sitting at 11-4 right now. Oops. That didn't work out as expected. Tennessee at 10-5, or excuse me, Houston at 10-5 with that really good defense. And then the Broncos, a surprise team at 12-3, Chargers at 11-4. Who do you like in the AFC? Because I think you can look at this and think, I can't tell you which one of these teams is going to even get to the AFC Championship game, let alone the Super Bowl.
It's a really odd playoff picture.
It is.
You have a lot of teams that I think you feel relatively confident in, but also have a lot of questions about. Like, I think the Steelers fall into that category. I think the Broncos fall into that category. You're 12-3. But, I mean, I look at that team and go, how do you win every week? Like, they somehow always find a way to, except for this week, but most of the season, it's been like, oh, you're down double digits entering the fourth quarter to the New York Giants, and you managed to pull out a win. It's like, they've kind of made a a formula of just being like, oh, we're going to make sure that at the end of the game, we have more points than the other team. But the first three quarters might just be a disaster. I mean, if I had to pick two teams that like I'd like to get to an AFC championship, I like the Bills. And then I probably like the Patriots, who right now are slated to play each other in the first round. So that wouldn't work out. But those are probably the two teams I'd be most confident in.
I think the Bills are definite there. Then I wonder about the Broncos and the Chargers out of the West. I'm not sold on Jacksonville, and I'm not sold on Houston offensively, although Houston's defense is really good. But think about it. Right now there are six teams in the AFC with double-digit wins, and none of them is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
6-9. Kevin Stefanski's press conference straight ahead. You'll hear it on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.